Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, you are to pass over the Jordan River this day, to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakim's giants, whom you know, and of whom you have heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak giants? Understand therefore this day, that the Lord Jehovah your God is he who goes over before you, as a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before your face, so shall you drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord Jehovah has said to you. Do not speak in your heart after the Lord Jehovah your God has cast them out from before you, saying, it is because of my righteousness that the Lord Jehovah has brought me in to possess this land, but because of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord Jehovah drives them out from before you. You do not go in to possess their land because of your righteousness, or because of the uprightness of your heart, but because of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord Jehovah your God drives them out from before you, and that he may perform the word which the Lord Jehovah swore to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that the Lord Jehovah your God does not give you this good land to possess it because of your righteousness, because you are a stubborn people. Remember and do not forget how you provoked the Lord Jehovah your God to anger in the wilderness from the day that you departed out of the land of Egypt. Until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord Jehovah. Also in Horeb you provoked the Lord Jehovah to anger, so that the Lord Jehovah was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. When I had gone up into the mount to receive the tablets of stone, even the tablets of the covenant which the Lord Jehovah made with you, then I stayed in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. And the Lord Jehovah delivered to me 2 tablets of stone written with the finger of God, and on them was written according to all the words which the Lord Jehovah spoke with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord Jehovah gave me the 2 tablets of stone, even the tablets of the covenant. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, arise, get yourself down quickly from here, because your people which you have brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten image. Furthermore, the Lord Jehovah spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stubborn people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the 2 tablets of the covenant were in my 2 hands. And I looked, and indeed, you had sinned against the Lord Jehovah your God, and had made for yourselves a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord Jehovah had commanded you. And I took the 2 tablets and cast them out of my 2 hands, and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord Jehovah, as at the first 40 days and 40 nights, I neither ate bread nor drank water, because of all your sins which you sinned, in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, to provoke him to anger, because I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which the Lord Jehovah was angry against you to destroy you. But the Lord Jehovah listened to me at that time also. And the Lord Jehovah was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him, and I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burnt it with fire, and stamped it, and ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast its dust into the brook that descended out of the mount. And at Taberah, and at Massah, and at Kibroth HaTavah, you provoked the Lord Jehovah to anger. Likewise, when the Lord Jehovah sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord Jehovah your God, and you did not believe him, nor listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord Jehovah from the day that I knew you. So I fell down before the Lord Jehovah 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because the Lord Jehovah had said he would destroy you. Therefore I prayed to the Lord Jehovah, and said, O Lord God Jehovah, do not destroy your people, and your inheritance, which you have redeemed through your greatness, which you have brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not look to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin. Lest the land where you brought us out say, because the Lord Jehovah was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, He has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by your mighty power and by your stretched out arm.